Man, oh man, was Saturday night quite the situation. I did not expect waking up on Saturday morning that by Saturday night, the owner of AEW, the man behind the curtain, the man who puts the final decision on everything in All Elite Wrestling, Tony Khan. I did not expect Tony Khan to be in my mentions on Saturday night when I, as usual, put out my opinion, and this time about AEW Collision, Daniel Garcia, Orange Cassidy, Private Party, and the ongoing Jon Moxley takeover angle that AEW is really riding with up until the end of the year. By the way, their second takeover angle this year in 2024, because the first one completely bombed and failed because they didn't put any emotion and any care into it at all, as it was all a big publicity stunt. I've been doing what I do full-time for a very long time, man. I would say full-time now for going on 7 years as a content creator, as an influencer. I hate that fucking word, influencer, on social media, on YouTube. I have a great thing going with the podcast. I love what I do every single week. I love sitting in this chair and being in my space, talking to you guys, talking about pro wrestling, what I like, what I don't like. I don't understand why it's taken such a drastic turn when it comes to my opinion specifically only. I genuinely believe at the end of the day, there is some sort of vendetta against me. I think they think I'm an easy target, and I don't really understand why even some of the big-named channels and the big-named podcasts, they go out there and they voice their displeasure with AEW, but I seemingly am the only one that is looked at as, you can't say that. I don't know what your problem is. Stop watching. JD is stupid. His opinion is irrelevant. Blah, 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 blah. I don't really get it. I don't understand the entire mentality behind, let's attack JD. Let's put him down for his opinion and let's get him out of here. I don't really understand it. Tony Khan was in my mentions crying that I said something or someone, in this case, we'll show it, was stupid for liking something that AEW put on their television show. Might as well cut right to the chase. This is what happened on social media, as it just caused a complete shitstorm where everybody in the community wanted to dig their claws into this because it was juicy drama. Oh, look, Tony Khan cooked JD from New York in the mentions, man, on Twitter. He didn't cook shit, man. Tony Khan went into the kitchen like he usually does and burned the motherfucker to the ground. Nothing came out of that kitchen was edible whatsoever, man. Tony Khan was on social media and he put out a tweet because I said something along the lines of this. LOL, Orange Cassidy, he's been overexposed. Daniel Garcia, nobody believes in him. Private Party, Tony Khan has booked them into obscurity for 4 years. It all reeks of desperation instead of planned long-term investment. Gee, man, what did I say? That was so wrong, man. Oh, my goodness, man. That is not out of the ordinary. That is not anywhere different than what I would usually say on this channel, on a video like this, or when I'm live with Jesse on Wednesdays. So we got this AEW fan here. We do believe in Daniel Garcia. That's great. That's great. You could believe in whatever you want. You could believe in the fucking Tooth Fairy. You could believe in Santa Claus being real. You could believe in the Easter Bunny. You could believe in anything you want, man. You could believe in anything you want, man. I'm not here to say what you can and cannot believe in. I go on and reply, no, you don't, LOL. You only believe because you are fucking stupid to what actually is going on. So that was my reply to that AEW fan. So Tony Khan went out there and replied to me on social media. He couldn't help himself. Tony Khan says, why would you tell a fan that they're stupid for just expressing their opinion? Everyone is allowed to have beliefs and opinions. It doesn't make them stupid. Tony is correct. Just like it's my belief that Daniel Garcia is not a star. It's my belief that Private Party has been booked into obscurity the last 4 years. It's my belief that Orange Cassidy's been overexposed. I'm expressing my opinion. How many people have called me stupid? How many people within AEW have called me stupid? I mean, you got Dax Harwood every fucking week chiming in on my DM saying that I'm this, I'm that. I should stop watching the product. He clearly doesn't believe in my opinion either. Because I can, Tony. It's all subjective. Tony says, yes, exactly. It's all subjective. That's why I never called you stupid once in 5 years. Despite the fact that I often disagree with your opinions. Did Tony Khan just admit to the entire world? Did Tony Khan just admit to all the sickos that he's been watching me? He's been watching what Jesse and I cook up every Wednesday. He's been watching JD from New York for the last 5 years. Did Tony Khan just admit to that? Because by the looks of it, folks, it sounds like he just admitted he's a fan of JD from New York, and he listens, just like everybody else does, to JD from New York. It would be difficult for Tony not to listen to me, because the numbers we pull in every Wednesday, we are by far the number one live stream in the entire community, beating out every other influencer and creator in the entire community. I don't need to sit here and brag about my numbers, but it would be stupid if Tony Khan didn't tune in to what we are cooking up every Wednesday. So I replied to Tony, well, you couldn't call me stupid for the first 3 years because I was on your payroll, supposedly. And the last 2 years as a fan, I disagree with you creatively. That's coming from someone who desperately stood for what you served us. Now I feel no emotion. Fix it. Fix it. That's all he's got to do. Instead, he's on social media arguing with me because I supposedly called a fan stupid. If you go back and read the tweet, I didn't say, so-and-so, you're stupid. I said, you're stupid for not understanding the situation or not knowing the situation. I didn't call him stupid. I called the whole fucking situation stupid because none of it makes any sense. And Wednesday, they dropped the ball on what should have been an absolutely explosive AEW Dynamite following a Wrestle Dream show that had Bryan Danielson stretchered out of the building, losing the world championship to Jon Moxley, a major takeover angle playing out on their television show, and they didn't make it to feel important whatsoever. As referenced by Dark Order and Top Flight going out there, being treated as the losers that they are on AEW television. That's not quite the follow-up that I think AEW needed on Dynamite following such a tremendous angle on that Saturday night. I don't understand where everybody gets this notion that I can't shit on AEW. I don't really understand it. Tony had no problem with what I've done for the last 5 years. The first 3 years, I was pro AEW. I mean, you couldn't go anywhere on social media or in the social media space in the IWC without a meme or a GIF or a statement being stated that I'm on Tony Khan's payroll, that I'm gargling Tony Khan's balls, I got this and that shoved up my asshole by Tony Khan. You could not go anywhere without seeing JD, Jesse, and whoever else I associate with on the AEW payroll, man. I'm getting checks from Tony Khan. I'm still waiting for those fucking checks. I would have bought myself 4 more dark horses. Where are the checks? Tony had absolutely nothing to say to me or anybody else when AEW was at the peak of their popularity. I'd like to know why. I'd like to know why Tony Khan wasn't in my mentions when I was openly praising everything that AEW did, and you couldn't fucking pay me to say anything wrong about the product. I guess it was so easy going up against Vince, wasn't it now, Tony? It was so easy going up against Vince McMahon, who was losing his fucking mind week by week and giving us the absolute dirt worst television that WWE could have ever produced. It's easy to go up against Vince McMahon and look at yourself and have all the sickos look at you as a savior. I did as well. You were giving us something that we desperately needed. You were giving us a different product. You were giving us a revitalization of what we all loved about pro wrestling. Matches were rich. Stories were substantial and played out over television. You gave us a weekly reason to watch everything you did. You had us hanging on to every single Dynamite, and that feeling came back. When one Dynamite ended, I couldn't wait for next week's Dynamite already. What happened? Where did it go? You wanted to coin yourself the alternative. Nowadays, you're coining yourself as we're the best wrestle. We're the best wrestle. I could go anywhere and watch great pro wrestling. I don't need to watch AEW to watch great pro wrestling. Is that what you think is going to get people to remain with your show and watch your show on a weekly basis, on a consistent basis, like we did back during the glory era of AEW? Because I'll tell you right now, up front, honest, it's not. Pro wrestling, great pro wrestling, comes in a dime a dozen fashion. I mean, we just got great pro wrestling with Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling, with Scott D'Amore's new promotion. I could go anywhere and watch great pro wrestling. Tremendous two nights of pro wrestling with Mauro Ranallo at the helm. I do commentary for House of Glory. I see great pro wrestling every fucking month in House of Glory. I could watch TNA Impact. I could get great pro wrestling. I get great pro wrestling from the Harvey Weinstein of pro wrestling in WWE. Remember when you said that? WWE is delivering great pro wrestling as well, whether you sickos want to believe it or not. They're also doing something that AEW used to do and no longer does. They give you long-term investment. They give you characters and stories on television that play out over many weeks and many months that actually have a payoff. Tony used to do that. Or I should say, Tony used to do that when Punk and Cody were there, and then when they disappeared and went to the Harvey Weinstein of pro wrestling, the WWE. All of that notion and all that mentality went right out the fucking window, and Tony Khan's sandbox got all lonely. Tony Khan was the only one playing in his sandbox. Man, he had no friends to play with. Now he's got a whole toy chest full of toys at his disposal, and he doesn't know what to do with them. They have no direction. Some of those get pushed to the forefront. Some of those get spotlighted weekly. Others, most of which, they get buried at the bottom of the toy bin collecting dust, and they may or may not be lucky on one random whim of a day where Tony Khan goes in, digs down deep, and pulls out somebody that he hasn't seen or booked or played with in months and puts them on television, and then the whole fucking cycle of what's going on just completely gets skewed. Because at that point, it turns into not a show that we need, not a show that we want. It turns into a show that Tony Khan wants and a show with Tony Khan's toys that he wants to see on that specific day. Man, it sounds very eerily similar to what Vince McMahon used to do. You know, Vince booked for Vince. Vince surrounded himself with glorified yes men that booked for Vince. They didn't book for us. Vince didn't book for us. Vince couldn't give a shit about what we wanted, what we felt, what we wanted to see. Vince booked for Vince. Those people that work for Vince booked for Vince. Now Tony seemingly in the driver's seat without any outside influence. He says he's got this guy and that guy, this guy and that guy. At the end of the day, it's all Tony Khan and what Tony Khan wants to see. Tony Khan puts the final check of approval, stamp of approval on everything that you see on AEW Dynamite. Everything that you see on AEW Collision. What happened? What happened to being the alternative? What happened to being everything that WWE was not? Sounds like you are mirroring your greatest rival in Vince McMahon. What makes you think people want to watch AEW now when everything that WWE is doing, you used to do? Now they're doing it better. What makes you stand out as the alternative? What makes you think you got anything better than what they got? Their television makes more sense. Their roster are must see more. Their stories are actually cohesive and make sense and we can follow along. I don't know what the fuck I'm watching on a week-to-week basis when it comes to AEW. I don't. I don't want to see anything that you are producing because what you are producing has no emotion, and I'm not the only one that feels that way. Your crowds are lifeless. The places that you're running are lifeless. When I watch the show, I feel depressed because I can't see the fucking people that are there. I hear the several hundreds that are in attendance, but I don't see anybody. It's a lifeless, soulless show booked for one man and one man only. Everything that you're going through right now, we went through with Vince McMahon. Everything that I mentioned, we went through with Vince McMahon, and Paul Levesque is actively changing WWE to never go back to those dark days ever again. I told you this from the first day. You can quote me on this. During those early days of Dynamite, even said, man, it feels like the black and gold era all over again after WWE killed something that was so special and so near and dear to everybody's heart. They basically took the black and gold model. We were getting stories. We were getting different talents on television. That didn't feel forced or bought. We got stories playing out of a week-to-week television. We got great matches. We had Dynamites that made sense. We had that must-see, feel, consistency, energetic crowds. Everything was working on all cylinders. That's what we wanted to see. That's what we desperately still want to see. That's what we miss. NXT was a huge thing. NXT borrowed from Ring of Honor, AEW borrowed from Ring of Honor, and NXT and fused whatever they were doing into this super show of sorts. On national television, on TNT. I got my baby back. And that baby grew up. And the father of that baby became a selfish billionaire, just like the rest of them. What happened? How could you be the alternative when basically what I said 5 years ago, Tony? How could you be the alternative when the alternative was basically waiting to take the throne in WWE? You're no longer the alternative. How are you going to make yourself stand out from being the alternative to what Triple H is doing now? You can't go out there and say, yeah, great pro wrestling. That's not going to cut it anymore. It's not. I don't know how many times people have to tell you this. You got $600 million coming over 4 years for a TV deal. If you ain't calling up Scott D'Amore or anybody of that status and putting them in charge of Dynamite or something along the lines of AEW, I don't know what the fuck you're doing with the money. Clearly, no talent you bring in is going to help your cause. They've all bombed. Mercedes is a fail. Will Ospreay's the greatest pro wrestler on the face of the planet right now. He ain't drawn a fucking dime. Okada? Don't get me started on Okada. I could sit here and laugh about him accentuating the word bitch. Great. He learned one fucking word in the English language that everybody associates with. Fantastic. What are we doing with Okada? What do you think the New Japan elitists are thinking about how you're using Okada, how the elite has portrayed Okada? Do you think they're happy? Or does it get Tony Khan to laugh, just like it got Vince McMahon to laugh when he saw something fucking stupid on television happen that really got him going? Again, the similarities to Vince McMahon are very, very apparent. What do you think those people think about Okada? Now you're bringing in Shelton Benjamin. Great, another ex-WWE guy. Not going to make a lick of a difference. Is there going to be story, substantial story to be told? I'll wait and see. It's not the most offensive thing that we've seen so far. Bobby Lashley, he didn't draw a fucking dime in WWE. Nobody was watching Monday Night Raw to watch Big Bob wrestle on Monday night against the fucking Miz. Give me a break. It's great. Everybody that you want to bring on in doesn't make a lick of a difference. Adam Copeland didn't make a lick of a difference. Punk made a difference until he didn't anymore because nobody wanted him there. Adam Cole didn't make a lick of a difference. The only person that matters in your company, honestly, on a week-to-week basis is MJF. That's it. And I give him a short expiration time before he jumps ship to WWE because he'll eventually know that it's a sinking fucking ship. Tony, thanks for the opportunity. I'm going to go main event WrestleMania with Cody Rhodes. You don't think fans want to see that? You don't think he wants to see that? Unless things drastically change, I don't think you are going to retain MJF after the next 4 years. What are you doing to keep someone like that around? Jimmy Jacobs got fired. Jimmy Jacobs got fired, quote unquote. I use that term loosely. He was let go amicably. They split amicably. Why was that? Because he didn't want to answer to Tony Khan's bullshit anymore. He didn't want his creative ideas to fall on deaf ears like all the 60 writers or so in WWE that had all these great ideas that Vince either used or didn't, and if he did use them, he ripped them up. Jimmy Jacobs then apparently, far as I know, signed an NDA. Why are there NDAs going out with everybody that works there? What don't you want us to know, Tony? What type of work environment is the creative process in AEW? You got NDAs going out for everybody that's not a contracted AEW talent. NDAs. Oh, you can't go to WWE for at least a little bit if you work an AEW New Japan show or a show like Forbidden Door. The rich cannot get richer because they know they're not the only place in town that people want to work for anymore. People realize that you're not the alternative anymore. So if you can't have them, then I guess other people can't have them either. AEW is a fucking mess. It's a mess. And a lot of people are out there, oh, Jimmy Jacobs, the shows are going to get better. Eh? They had that opportunity to do that on Wednesday, and the show was largely a fail outside of Shelton Benjamin's debut against Lio Rush. Great, another ex-WWE guy stealing the spotlight from what should be the alternative AEW roster. Let's bring in 50-year-old Shelton Benjamin and have him be the best thing on the fucking show. But I thought the show was going to get better now that Jimmy Jacobs is not there. Jimmy Jacobs didn't fucking matter at the end of everything. It's all Tony Khan. It all lays in the lap of Tony Khan. Jimmy Jacobs was used as a scapegoat. See, this is what you guys don't understand. I'm not new to this game. Same thing happened in Vince McMahon. You don't think that this is eerily similar to what Vince McMahon did with Paul Heyman? Remember when Paul Heyman was executive director of Monday Night Raw? Remember when Eric Bischoff was executive director of SmackDown? And we were supposed to get new leadership at the helm writing the shows creatively, man. How long did that fucking last? Bischoff lasted, what, 6 weeks? Paul Heyman lasted a year, which I was surprised by. I expected him to be gone well before 1 year. Why do you think that is? Because Vince couldn't give up power. He couldn't. And even when those two guys were in charge, Vince still had the final say. So how much of what they were doing, Bischoff did nothing. Bischoff had no say in anything. How much of what Paul Heyman did even bled through and got onto television? I would say maybe 5%. He wanted a brand new fucking SmackDown or Raw 6. How long did that last? As soon as he mentioned Buddy Matthews and Aleister Black and Andrade, Vince looked at him with six fucking heads and said, I can't push these fucking guys on television. What the fuck are you doing, man? Get the fuck out of here. Bruce, get over here, man. You're going to run both shows. Of course Bruce ran both shows because Bruce is easily manipulated. He's going to do whatever Vince wants anyway. He'll bend down over fucking, you know it, and do whatever Vince wants. Bend over backwards and give Vince whatever he wants. Paul Heyman and Eric Bischoff were fired because Vince's creative sucked and he needed somebody to blame. Plug in Jimmy Jacobs to the AEW machine. Same thing. They needed somebody to let go. He's not going to fire Sonjay Dutt. He's not going to fire Bryan Danielson. He's not going to fire QT Marshall, who we just brought back. Certainly not going to fire that fucking geek, Will Robinson. So he's going to fire Jimmy Jacobs. He's going to fire Jimmy Jacobs. Scapegoat Jimmy Jacobs. Say goodbye, man. Goodbye. I'll see you down the road. This is the same Jimmy Jacobs who apparently didn't know what the AEW product was beforehand, but he was fired from WWE because he took a picture with Matt and Nick Jackson outside of an arena in Los Angeles, outside of a SmackDown show that WWE was doing that night. Sure thing. Sure thing. I don't know what else you guys need me to do. For 7 years, I did everything possible to make you aware of the AEW, or the WWE product, rather, the WWE product and how bad it was. Then AEW came around, and I started falling in love with pro wrestling. This is what we needed. This is what we wanted. This was the industry as a whole, what it needed. But where was Tony Khan? Where was anybody in that locker room? when I praised AEW openly for 3 years and I was being fucking blasted as JD's an AEW dick rider, he's a cocksucker, he's on Tony's payroll, he's a shill, he's this and that. Where was anybody there who legitimately praised and thanked me for using my platform to get across this new challenger brand for pro wrestling? Where were any of you? Did anybody appreciate what I did then? No, the answer is no. They don't give a fuck. They only now care because I am harming their product and I'm harming their show on Wednesday nights. Because I have a large audience. If what I say is that important, which apparently it is because Tony Khan is in my fucking mentions. If what I say is that important, you don't think people are going to listen to me who has been open and honest about every single aspect of what I do on here? Yeah, I bring some comedic relief. Yeah, I got my own brand of entertainment. Yeah, I'm a little out there. Yeah, I'm a little boisterous. But everything I say, everything I do comes from a place of passion and a place of goodness. I love pro wrestling. I want to see it succeed. But when you got Tony Khan out there defending stupid, when he is absolutely at the forefront, at the top of the food chain, the reason for the rampant tribalism in AEW and the reason why the fan base is the way that it is right now is because of Tony Khan, I find that to be very laughable. He's out here defending this comment when I've A, said a lot worse things in the past, and B, why are you out there once again targeting someone who genuinely wants to see your product thrive? I don't understand where you get I hate AEW. I don't really understand why you're coming to the defense of something along the lines of this comment. Oh, JD called this guy stupid. How could he? What are we, in fourth grade? I gotta be bullied online? Does AEW stand for bullying online? Apparently they do. If the ringleader of them all, Tony Khan, is out there on social media gathering up the sickos to claim that I'm the worst human being alive, maybe they have no problem with online bullying. Be a star, huh, Tony? Seems like you're at the center of all the bullying online with some of your comments. And that wasn't the only comment. I found it hilarious that he was even in my mentions. First of all, for the reason that he was defending stupid. What did I say that was so wrong? What did I say that I haven't already said on my show, which apparently Tony Khan, like I said, admitted to watching over 5 years, but he hasn't said anything in the first three when I openly glazed his fucking company. Let's see what Tony Khan has said over the last few years of AEW television, shall we? This is a gem. Look at this one. I've never met Ted Turner. It's very possible Ted Turner is smarter than me, but he didn't know 1% of what I know about professional wrestling, or WCW would still be on TNT TBS. AEW is here to stay. Watch Rampage live on TNT or watch TNT app on your phone or any device. You don't know much about pro wrestling either, Tony. All you know is how to book cool matches. Anybody could sit in your chair and book cool matches, man. It doesn't take a fucking rocket scientist to book great pro wrestling matches. What we need you to be is a creative driving force for the company. Can you do that? Let's see you do that. Instead of throwing out insults to Ted Turner, who doesn't know 1% of what you know. Sorry, Ted Turner isn't a fucking cagematch.net savant. Look at this, Jim. This week, two active decade-long rating streaks from two great legends were ended, with all due respect, until this week's head-to-head with AEW on TBS versus WWE on USA Network. Neither John Cena or The Undertaker have ever been on a WWE show with under 1 million total viewers, under a 400K in the demo. This was the same week, by the way, in which he called Triple H and Shawn Michaels bald assholes before last year's Title Tuesday, where AEW went head-to-head with NXT. I don't know why this needed to be stated. We all know that WWE loaded up their show purposely so that they could stick it to AEW. You don't need to go out there and make it seem blatantly obvious that you're worried about what they're doing and make fun of what they're doing as far as a numbers perspective. Yeah, they didn't generate 1 million viewers. NXT is largely an awful show, Tony. We all know that. But the fact that you are even giving them any attention is ridiculous. I thought you were better than that. Why don't you worry about your own show and booking your show to be creatively consistent instead of worrying about what John Cena and The Undertaker are doing, which, by the way, they didn't really play into anything long-term on that show. It was all a desperation ploy for ratings. Why don't you worry about doing what you need to do for Dynamite instead of worrying about what Shawn Michaels is doing on NXT? How about this one? This weekend marks 1 year since Mayo Clinic saved my mom's life during her ordeal. Many AEW talent came to me alleging WWE tampering, inducing them to break their contracts. I'll never forget these phone calls at her side at the hospital. It's when business became personal to me. Why are we mixing AEW contracts with WWE rampant tribalism? Why are we mixing that with his mother's life being in danger? Do you know how ridiculous that reads from me reading it? I mean, it makes me cringy from even reading it. I'll never forget these phone calls at her bedside in the hospital. So you're worried about fucking AEW and WWE contract tampering while your mother is potentially losing her life right before your very eyes. Is that what we're doing? Man, does this guy have his priorities completely fucked up. An independent study has confirmed that much of the staunch anti-AEW online community aren't real individuals. Tony, I'm as real as a motherfucker, bro. I'm as real as they come. I ain't no fucking bot. You want honest? Do you appreciate honesty? Then you come to where I'm producing content. It's a staff running thousands of accounts, an army of bots to signal boost them. Look closely. These aren't real people who would pay for such a wildly expensive thing. This one really got him good. Got him in the feels. This obviously AI-generated image of Shawn Michaels holding a Booker of the Year award for what he did with NXT. This was last year, by the way. Tony Khan replied to this because he can't help himself. Actually, I'm pretty sure that last night's show blew whatever chance he had at winning that award. And Tony Khan won't win Booker of the Year. Last year, he didn't win it, I don't think. And he won't win it this year either. That's going to Paul Levesque and Triple H. How is it going to send him mentally when Dave Meltzer announces that Triple H has won Booker of the Year from the fabled Wrestling Observer Newsletter Awards in 2024? Guys, I'm not the only one that feels this way. I'm not the only one that feels this way. Thanks, Tony, for boosting my influence. Thank you, Tony, for allowing everybody to realize that you do genuinely watch what I do over the last 5 years. Thank you for also not saying a fucking word about what I've done, the good that I've done in the first 3 years while AEW was in existence, glazing the product on every aspect, in every way I can, to absolutely zero silence from the AEW locker room. Now, the last 2 years, when it's obviously a lot worse than it was, you expect me not to say anything? Thank you, Tony. Thank you for allowing your locker room to look at me as public enemy number one. I really appreciate that. Why don't you wrangle in Dax and make sure that he's on a fucking leash so he doesn't get on social media again? Or for that matter, any of your talents go on social media because they obviously can't handle fucking criticism. None of them. Ricochet just got released from WWE prison and he's already on social media blasting fans who don't want anything to do with him. It's not my problem that people see right through the veil. Ricochet clearly isn't the same guy that he was in WWE. He almost wrestles as if he's sad. Why don't you take a little step back from social media? Why don't you actually be a leader and hire some creative writers for your show? I can't really project this any more clearer. What you're doing is not working. I am not going to stop what I do. I am not. No matter what you or anybody else in that company think, I am not going to stop what I'm doing, and nobody's going to stop me from saying what I want because it's all subjective, Tony. I'm sure many and you and self have already called me stupid behind closed doors. Who the fuck do you think you are claiming that I can't say anything about an AEW fan? I could say whatever the fuck I want. I'm not in fourth grade. You're not my father. I don't have a boss. I am my own boss. I've given myself that luxury, and I love it. If you or the fan base can't handle the fucking criticisms, I urge you to go back and listen to exactly what I did every single week in regards to WWE. I am failing to understand the miscommunication, and I'm failing to understand the differences there. It's all right if I blasted WWE when Vince was running the show. I am still openly critical at times when it comes to the WWE product. Just go back and watch Raw the last 2 weeks. Go back and watch my SmackDown review. Are they less than it used to be? Sure, because Triple H is not Vince McMahon. I don't understand what the fucking issue is there or what the disconnect is there. The show is obviously better, leagues better, than what Vince McMahon was giving us. Now, AEW has made a turn for the worse, and you guys are not doing what you need to do. I'm sorry. I don't know what you want me to do. Do you want me to be dishonest? Would you rather me be dishonest? As long as it's influencing the product in the positive spin that you want, that's what you want, right? Don't you got people for that? Don't you have influencers like that? I'm sure you do. Russell Talk, Fightful, Steven Larson. You got guys like that. Why can't I be in my lane and openly be honest with my audience when the shit obviously sucks? I dare any of you to come out and say what I said has been wrong about the current AEW product. This is what makes wrestling fun, right? The discourse, the opinions, everything is so heated and subjective, man. I love anybody to fucking watch anything I do on Wednesday nights and claim, hey, man, you're wrong. You're wrong. I think that's outlandish. I think that's wrong of you to say. Nothing I've said is wrong. Everything I've said creatively has been spot on. Spot on! So spot on that I'm not the only one that feels that way, Tony. If you go look at my tweet, we have over 500 comments as I look at it now. 500 comments. And I'm going to read them to you, some of them right now, in regards to why people aren't watching the AEW product. This is from fans of AEW that no longer watch or have watched significantly less. This is coming from my guy Carmine. Carmine has been out to many meet and greets. Carmine lives on Long Island. Carmine has been to many meet and greets, and him and I have traveled to shows. Him and I have had dinner together at some of these shows. Carmine was an AEW diehard. I would watch the old shows. I'd see him front row every single fucking pay-per-view because he genuinely loved the product. Carmine says, I was a huge fan since day one. I was so excited to see a true alternative to WWE, and we got that for the first few years. I legit didn't miss a pay-per-view for the first 2 years. Flew out to all the pay-per-views and for several themed Dynamite episodes. I definitely noticed the decline when Cody Rhodes left. I still stuck through it and patiently waited for it to get better. When CM Punk left, that was the nail in the coffin. It just kind of fell off. They certainly had great moments here and there, but nothing consistent. Like you said, JD, Tony is Mr. Pay-Per-View, but he has a hard time booking weekly episodic television. I still love AEW and want them to succeed, but man, watching these shows is a chore. It really does seem like they're lost creatively or they just gave up. I'm not saying I have the answers, but they need a complete overhaul. Starting from the look of the show, how can you be an alternative when it pretty much has the same exact presentation as WWE shows? They need smaller arenas, a more unique venue that stands out. As for creative, he needs a legit dedicated writing team. Not every mid-card feud needs a major story. Just something to engage the audience. But for sure, their top stars should have major angles that want us to tune in every week. I want Tony Khan to read this and see how a fan like me just completely fell off. I must have went over 40 AEW shows, bought a ton of merchandise, and supported the company in a major way. And now I wouldn't go to a show that's right around the corner from me. I feel like they lost that edge that made them unique in the beginning. I know no company can be perfect, but a change is certainly needed. I really want AEW to succeed and get back on the right track. That's coming from a diehard, Tony. It's coming from a diehard fan who just stopped watching the show on a regular basis. My guy Jay, who's very wrestling up front, he's a wrestling savant, very knowledgeable. I still watch 90% of AEW, but it's now mostly through edited YouTube clips, and it's no longer live appointment viewing. As chronicled through my coverage at PWP Nation, as the months went on, Dynamite became a disillusioned wrestling show that I often refer to as a wrestling fever dream. Nonsensical angles filled with repetitive plot lines. You were supposed to be my friend is the hallmark AEW story. Wrestlers weaved in and out without any explanation, not knowing who will be on the show when thinking about purchasing tickets. Overly dangerous, overly choreographed, overly silly. They do way too much and have lost the plot. What they are doing is forcing a four-monthly DVD release-style independent wrestling company, Ring of Honor 2006, into a TV production in NBA arenas. What they used to do was build a challenger brand from the ground up with the intention of becoming a legitimate competitor to WWE. They are lost, heavily lost, in their own sauce and need a new vision. Desperately. I don't really see anything wrong in what Jay stated there on social media. John Draper, I stopped watching almost completely in the past few months because of how boring I found the shows to be. I also found the talent's horrid social media behavior and the core fan base social media mental illness, delusional outbursts a bit too much to overlook as time went by. The most dangerous aspect about AEW is their fan base, and it all starts with the ringleader. It all starts with Tony Khan. My boy Dante, I stopped watching AEW because it seems like the booking match quality themselves seemed to take a nosedive when previously it was WWE who has said problems after Papa H took over of creative. The quality of the shows got exponentially better while AEW, in my opinion, stopped trying. Since WWE is now the better product and AEW is a shell of its former self, I have no reason to tune in anymore. It seems like the removal of Vince McMahon was the death blow for AEW. My guy Juice, he says the lack of overall storytelling week to week on TV makes it very difficult to have the urge to watch weekly, especially when we fans know that the AEW pay-per-views always deliver. It makes it seem like the TV is irrelevant, and that's coming from a guy who loves AEW and watches weekly television. Jenny, who also is very in the know of what I do, to put it simply, because I found myself saying, who cares? A lot. There can be great wrestling. Let's not take that away. But it's like, who cares? There's no emotion behind it, Tony. It's exactly what I said. Yet people in the thread were telling me, sounds like a JD problem. No, it's an AEW problem. Nothing that they do emits any emotion to make you watch on a week-to-week basis whatsoever. Everybody's just programmed because Tony Khan has you programmed the same way Vince McMahon had everybody programmed for WWE television. Who cares? There's no emotion behind it, no interesting or believable story. I just watch the highlights later. Short version, says Red Hair Shanks, of why I fell off from AEW. AEW came to be in 2019. I watched from 2019 into 2022. I have attended every New York City show from the beginning until last year. I didn't attend. Nothing has kept me watching weekly, mainly because of the booking and storyline investment. I wish I cared more. Lucas, I started watching less after Brawl Out because Punk and Kenny were two of the biggest reasons I watched, and they were gone. While that was going on, WWE programming improved and recaptured my interest. I only have so many hours to watch wrestling and choose WWE over AEW. Black anime boxer, story is king. It's what drew me in as a pro wrestling fan since I was 3, watching Bret the Hitman Hart and Stone Cold Steve Austin. The AEW pro wrestling and even going to the shows live are fun, but I must admit, it's hard to keep track of what's going on, especially for the casual viewer. This is up and down. Up and down this thread. The same type of comment about AEW, Den Scorpio. I'll be the first to admit that I'm way less passionate about the product since 2022. I still watch Dynamite, but more from habit than actually looking forward to the weekly television anymore, which saddens me since two of my favorite wrestlers on earth, Ospreay and Okada, signed after 2022. From one random person's perspective, says Michael in the same thread. From one random person's perspective, AEW lost a ton of allure during the period where the champ kept getting injured and they had to keep doing interim tournaments. It all felt very inconsequential. And that kind of style, that's kind of their style. It's more exhibition-based and showing of athleticism without engaging stories that keep you coming back weekly. So with a few exceptions, you are okay not tuning in each week. You're seeing house show attendance because they exhibit house show booking as opposed to engaging episodic television. Again, there are exceptions. Toni Storm is great with her character and what she had going on with Mariah May. MJF is usually great on the mic, but when you have exceptions like that to the rule, you can follow the people like through clips, like that through clips or YouTube without the commitment of consuming the product as a whole. This is why Vince Russo was so successful. Everybody had a place on the card and everybody had a bit that was over. From Shamrock to Blackman to Kayentai, it didn't matter. You didn't cycle through a roster of 200 to feature 20 for a few weeks, put them back on the shelf, and feature a new 20 for a new few weeks. If you could feature 20, you had a roster of 20. The roster was leaner and more consistent, and that's what keeps people engaged and consuming the product as a whole, as well as wanting and committing to take that next step and buying tickets to a show, as well as making the travel expenses in today's rough economy. I do like the product, though, for the effort of a lot of the players on the team, says Michael. I mean, is he wrong with the overblooded roster? Is he wrong? I don't think he's wrong. That's been a huge issue and a huge topic of discussion that nobody seemingly wants to talk about. They want to make it seem like this is where the best wrestle, and Tony wants to hoard all of his toys and not allow anybody else to play with them. Meanwhile, 90% of those toys are not being played with. And I can't imagine that locker room feels very happy about that. I would be a betting influencer and say that a lot of those talents are probably very depressed and very sad and very frustrated about their current situation within AEW, but who are they to go and complain to? Tony won't listen to them. Tony probably is at a point right now where he hoards so much talent that he doesn't know who he has signed and who he doesn't have signed. Chris, great question. Wonder that myself. For me, I love going to live shows. The TV shows aren't great live. It's too dark and just not great as far as the crowds. Also, something about the way the show is produced just makes it not interesting. I need to be invested. This goes on and on. On and on through my thread. Let's go, Bay Bay. AEW got me back into wrestling. I hadn't watched wrestling since the Attitude Era on a whim. I decided to watch AEW when it premiered, and I really enjoyed it over the next couple of years. It fizzled out for me, though, probably because the Bloodline story was so good. A story that got me back into watching WWE. When I'd go back to AEW, all I'd see is the same gymnastic style of wrestling I've been watching over the past couple of years with no real thread of a story that ever took hold. Just random match after random match. Sure, there were banger matches in AEW, but just nothing holding them together. You can only talk about a banger match so much, but story is what you can hold onto and what makes moments just feel like I was getting more of those in WWE. What did I say when we got the MJF Ospreay stuff as short as it was, and for the reasons that MJF donned the Mr. America gimmick and took the title, the American title, to the United Kingdom to drop it to Will Ospreay? What did I say about Mariah May and Toni Storm and the angle that they cut on Dynamite where Mariah May left Toni Storm bleeding with her own shoe? If those things weren't as long drawn out, what happens to the match? The match is less than. The reason why those matches were so great is because of the story behind it. You can't throw random matches out there and expect people to care that there's no story. You can't throw random matches out there and expect your sicko fan base who understands the history between Will Ospreay and Ricochet to enjoy that. You can't expect a casual fan to enjoy that like the sickos are going to enjoy that, because not many people who are watching this show understand that Will Ospreay and Ricochet had their first match back in 2012 in some fucking armory somewhere. Nobody knows that. You can't go on YouTube and throw up 4 hours of Bryan Danielson and Nigel McGuinness matches and expect people to fucking go out there and watch that and fully grasp about why this is so important and why this is happening. We didn't get one single face-to-face with Bryan and Nigel McGuinness on your television show, and the match suffered for it. People saw right through it. It meant a lot to Nigel. It meant a lot to Bryan, but that's all it meant. That's all it meant. It didn't mean anything to anybody else because you didn't give us a fucking reason to care. I urge you to go read this thread. Up and down, there are 500 comments plus, nearing 600 comments at the recording of this video about why people are just now desensitized and disfranchised from AEW television. You got to go and read this. This is my own personal State of the Union. Everybody wanted me to make a video on this because Tony Khan cooked me on social media. Tony didn't cook shit. Tony admitted to the world that he watches off the script. Tony, who's the ringleader of this fucking clown circus, Tony is the one spawning and spurring all this toxicity on social media, and he doesn't even understand that he's doing it. But here he is claiming that I said someone was stupid or something was stupid. Meanwhile, you see the damage that this man has caused on social media through years of social media tweeting over 5 years. And I'm the problem. And I can't have my own opinion. Again, I ask Tony, where were you or anybody on that roster for the first 3 years when I openly glazed your product? How much worse has been said about me, about my opinion currently, than what you called me out for here on social media, calling a fan stupid? Maybe you should put the phone down. Maybe you should go out there and teach your roster what not to do, or better yet, what to do on social media, how to conduct themselves properly so that they're a good representation of the company. Well, that's not what you want, though. You want that environment. You want that edgy challenger brand, right? Yeah, you're doing things differently on social media because I know Triple H would never be in my fucking mentions. I know nobody on the WWE roster would ever be in my fucking mentions after I displeasure or I express my displeasure about something that happens on their television show. But man, you guys constantly make yourselves to be more and more of an embarrassment week by week, month by month. And if you think I'm going to stop doing what I'm doing and calling out the good or calling out the bad, you got another thing fucking coming, man. You got another thing coming. I don't hear all these sickos. Where were you guys when I was blasting WWE for a good portion of my YouTube career? Nobody seems to remember that. Now all of a sudden they think I'm doing it to AEW, but why aren't you doing it to WWE? I did. Then they got better. And now I don't really have a lot to complain about outside of a random thing here, a random story there, and things I didn't like over here. Nothing's perfect. You're still going to get my criticisms, but they're going to be a lot less than they used to be because Triple H is not Vince. Tony is more like Vince than Paul Levesque is like Vince. And Triple H learned under Vince McMahon. Apparently, so did Tony Khan. I did that for a very long time. If you don't think that AEW isn't going to feel my fucking wrath as a pro wrestling fan, you certainly don't know who the fuck you're dealing with. I'm going to say and do whatever I want. If you don't like it, tough shit. And like I told you online, nobody feels the emotion coming out of your product. I am not the only one. It's not just a me problem. A lot of fans feel the same way. And if you want to fix your product, my fan base and the people that reach out to me are the fucking people that you should really be looking at as far as what to do, as far as how to fix the show. Fix it. Thank you guys for spending time with me here on Off the Script. If you did enjoy this video, please hit that thumbs up. Would really appreciate anybody in the comment section. Let me know how you're feeling, man. This is up to you, man. This is your stage. Let me know how you're feeling about the AEW product. Why you stopped watching, why you're watching less, why you think everything is fucking sunshine and rainbows. Do they need to fix something? Let me know down in the comment section. Hit that thumbs up, hit that subscribe button down below, and turn on the bell for all notifications. I will see you guys live whenever you see me live next. We got a big, big week. Raw, live, Tuesday night Titans, episode 70, live with the Solid Monster. Wednesday night, Jesse will be live for Dynamite. And Thursday, I will be doing a State of the Union AEW address on Thursday, live on YouTube. Until then, guys, take care. It's going to be a great week. I'm going to see you right back here with more content on Off the Script. I'll see you guys later.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.